The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Jim Friedman and family.
Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis says, Am Rav Yehuda, Am Shmuel Hishkim L'Shanois. If a person gets up early in the morning in order to learn before davening, if it's before davening and he wants to learn, he's mechuyif to make the brachas of Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara is telling us that even though a person is mechuyif before learning to say Birchas HaTorah, he's yoytzi yidei choyves Birchas HaTorah, al yidei amiras, the bracha of Ahava Rabbah. Therefore, if he said Krishma, which means that he davened, so he already said Avarabi is potter from Birchas HaTorah. The Yerushalmi, Tosis brings in Dibur Maskil Shekvar Nifta, the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, B'yesh Hodam Rinon, Shekvar Nifta, B'Havarabi, V'hu, says the Yerushalmi, Sheshono Al Asar, Pirush, which means, La'alter, Shalomad Miyad Va'isimachim. The Yerushalmi is telling us that the only time one is Yoitze, the Chi of Birchas HaTorah, is only if one learnt immediately after the Birchas HaTorah that was said. So Tosfos was asked, the Ri was asked, if somebody davens and said Ava Rabba, and then immediately went to work, they started work very early in the morning those days, immediately after that he probably davened in the field, and immediately thereafter he started to work, and he didn't have a chance to learn until he came home later in the day, does he have to make Birchas HaTorah again? And Tosfos said that we don't paskin like this Yerushalmi because we don't see that the Bavli says this din to learn immediately following the Birchas HaTorah. So Tosfos says that the Ri Hakabonim and Tosfos said that the Bavli does not agree with the Yerushalmi, and therefore later on in the day he was already yoytze chi of Birchas HaTorah with Avi Rabba. The Ri proposed another tzad, that the Yerushalmi's halacha of Hu Shoshana al Asar is only true by Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba is not the prime Birchas HaTorah. Only Ava Rabba, the loy have the Iker Brocha le Birchas HaTorah. The Iker Ava Rabba le Krishma Nitkan, u Bishvil hi, Eine Nifte me Birchas HaTorah, Ela im Yilmoy Miyad, Vagam lo Yasa has Chadas. Only by Ava Rabba does one have to learn right away without a Hezchadas. But Birchas Asher Boch Abonu, or Birchas Lasik, what we call Birchas HaTorah, Shein Iker Birchas HaTorah, Poiteres Kol Hayom, over there one does not have to make a bracha. So these two opinions are brought in Shulchan Aruch and Erech Chaim, Simen Mem Zayin, Si'if Tes. It's clear from the fact that one does not have to learn right after Birchas HaTorah, that the proper definition of Birchas HaTorah is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. We know as a general rule in any Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin also, if a person makes a bracha on a cup of water and he talks before he drinks, he has to make another bracha. If a person interrupted, made a hefsik before he took his lulav, before he blew shofar or any other mitzvah, before he ate a kezayis in the sukkah, before he ate anything in the sukkah, then he would have to make another Birchas HaMitzvah. Obviously, from the fact that Tosfos is saying that there's no such halacha in Birchas HaTorah, we see that Birchas HaTorah is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, which is an important Pesach to understanding various halachas which are unique to Birchas HaTorah. But al-Gabbanim, we do have to explain the machlokes. What are these two tzadim in Tosfos? Whether the din of Hu Shoshana al-Asar is only by Ava Rabba. What does that mean? That Ava Rabba is Birchas HaTorah, but it's not the Birchas HaTorah which would pater even not learning right away. This needs some type of definition. Later on, Tosfos says b'shem Tzofat, which is our minig, to immediately follow Birchas HaTorah, to be makbid on this halacha v'hu Shoshana al Asar, and therefore the Tosfos brings b'shem Tzofat, and the minig was to say the psukim of Yivarechecho and the Mishnah Brais of Elu Dvorim in order to fulfill the halacha of Divrei Torah al Asar right away after Birchas HaTorah. And again, we're makbid on this even by Birchas HaTorah. Not only are we machmir that we hold of the Yerushalmi, but we're machmir also to hold of the Yerushalmi even by proper Birchas HaTorah. So that's the halacha, the way we practice in Minig. B'di'evit, what's the halacha? If somebody interrupts immediately following Birchas HaTorah, so being that it's Machlag Sushainim, some of Prophets Lahokal, even though Birchas HaTorah, some Rushainim say, is Deraisa, in which case if it's Deraisa Lachor, Savik Deraisa Lachumra, but since Savik Brachas Lakula, one, the proper halacha is, then one should have in mind with Avarabba, as we said, it's Birchas HaTorah, to patter up the Chiv Birchas HaTorah in order to facilitate being able to learn, even though he interrupted right after Birchas HaTorah. Before explaining anything, before getting into the inner workings of what's going on in Birchas HaTorah, just to point out another Machlokes Rishonim, which is brought in Simen Mem Zayin. There are two opinions as to how Birchas HaTorah works. Tosfos points out that the halacha is that we don't make a Birchas HaTorah every time we start learning in the middle of the day. Tosfos says, whereas Sukkah, if a person is to eat 3 meals, 5, 10 meals a day in a sukkah, every time a person goes in, a person makes another bracha. We don't say that one bracha a day patters, of leisha basukkah patters all the mitzvahs, achilas basukkah for the whole day. One makes, we haven't heard that every time a person opens up a sefer, or chaps a few mishnas, that he should make birchas HaTorah. So Taisi says something interesting, v'yesh loimar. The shiny Torah she'enim miyayish daitoi, the chol shah odem muchuyiv lulmoid, person is not miyayish daitoi, person is never matzik, really, from limud Torah. This Tosfos should be an eye-opening illustration of the way we're supposed to live our lives. Tosfos says, one is never mesir das from learning, the chol shah odem muchuyiv lulmoid. Person might stop learning because now he has to sit down and work, and he has an office job from 9 to 5, but in truth, one is only taking a break from learning, but as a Torah, as a Ben Torah, one is always back to the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Chumash, the whatever it is, as soon as one has a chance. Therefore, that's not a true Hefzik. The Chsiv v'gisa b'yoyim v'layla v'havi k'moy yoshiv kol hayoyim b'loy Hefzik. Av l'achilu b'sukkah yeshua k'vua. When a person is finished eating in a sukkah, that's it, he's out of the sukkah, until the next time he comes in for a meal. So therefore, whereas every Birchas HaMitzvah one could make theoretically many brachas a day, Birchas HaTorah one is not matzik the whole day. This is the opinion of Tosfos, seemingly b'shem the Ri. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and both these Shitas are again brought l'alocha to Machlokes Rishonim, seems that Rabbeinu Tam is accepted as Ikra Alocha, is that the Birchas HaTorah, the reason why we do not make Birchas HaTorah over and over again is for the very simple reason that Bechlal has no shaks with Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas HaMitzvah, true, there's Halacha of Hefzik, there's Halacha once one stops, one makes another bracha when one starts doing the mitzvah again. As we explained, one takes off the tefillin, one puts on the tefillin, one makes another bracha on the tefillin. Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that one makes at the beginning of the day, and it's Chal for the whole day. Meaning to say that the relationship of Torah and Birchas HaTorah is not that of a mitzvah with a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the relationship is that when a person starts his day, the same way he makes all the brachas of Birchas HaShvach, of all the different things, Matar Asurim, Pekeach Ivrim, HaMavir Sheinu Me'enoi, so too one makes Birchas HaTorah. And because of that, the halacha is that the same way there's a machlokes, The same way, Hamav Yoshena, there's a machlokes whether a person is, if a person is up the whole night, the classic is always Shavuos in the morning, there's a machlokes Rishonim. If the Sheino is Mechayiv, Hamav Yoshena means the person wakes up in the morning and the Rebbe Shalom helps him regain his energy that was, he was inert during the night, and Elokai Neshama also. Maybe it's for the new Neshama that one has when one gets up fresh in the morning. One was up the whole night, one doesn't have this to make a bracha on. Does one make a bracha because he slept and because he got up and started the day again? Or is every single day a new opportunity to thank the Rabbi Neshama for the gift of Hamad Hashem Me'enoi? And so too Birchas HaTorah also, there are two opinions in the Rishonim. And the consensus is that lechatchila we do not make Birchas HaTorah in the morning if we did not sleep during the night. Because we are choshed that the Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that one makes because of a hefzik. As we said, according to the opinion of the Ri and the Tosfos, the reason why we don't make Birchas HaTorah 10 times a day is only because Lemi actually died it. Person's always getting back to learning. But what happens if a person is? Person goes to sleep at night and the day is over. The day's tasks and hopefully the amount of Tfiyah Sitim Bateri he has that day is also completed. When one wakes up in the morning, it's a new start. Should be also a chizuk. One has a day which is not so great in Limud HaTorah. Every day is a new start. So one gets up in the morning, it's a new start as far as his being Mekabel HaTorah, as far as his relationship with being Kaveh Yitim HaTorah. One says Birchas HaTorah again. But what happens if one was up all night? So then the halacha is that we do not make the bracha. That's why there's always somebody in shul who did sleep during the night that makes the Birchas HaTorah in the morning and is moitzi everybody. Standard minig Yisrael Shavuos in the morning. The truth of the matter is that Reb Kiveg and Shulchan Aruch proposes an ingenious chap in order to be able to make Birchas HaTorah yourself in the morning. Reb Kiveg says that there are two opinions in the Rishonim. Some hold that Shena at night is mafsik, and that's why one's mechuyav Birchas HaTorah in the morning. And some hold that the halacha is it's incumbent to make Birchas HaTorah in the morning b'chol oishin. But what happens if somebody slept the day before? If somebody slept the day before, so then he's definitely mechuyav Birchas HaTorah, because even though a person, whatever his tasks are, always goes back to Birchas HaTorah, but if somebody slept during the day, according to that Sanhedrin Rishonim, he definitely took a break. If he took a break, he was definitely miyayish daita, he took a break from his focus on getting back to Limud HaTorah. According to that opinion in Rishonim, somebody takes a nap during the day, when he gets up, the next time he opens up a sefer to learn, he says Birchas HaTorah. If you hold that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's only according to the opinion that it's a Birchas HaShvach, that if you hold that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaShvach, and it's said once a day like all other brachas, it doesn't make a difference whether you slept or not, so then you only say in the morning. And then you only say if you slept at night. And then you say even if you didn't sleep at night. But if you slept during the day, you have a mamonim shoch. If you hold like the opinion that a hefsik is mechayev and Birchas HaTorah, you should have really said the day before. But since you can't say the day before because of the machlokes Rishonim, so you waited for the morning. Because according by the morning, you definitely say even if there's no hefsik. We say every morning. But if you slept during the day, then you have the amount of shach. Either you say because of the hefsik, or you say because of the new morning, and then you can be yaitz of both opinions. This is Reb Kiveger's suggestion to sleeplessness. If somebody did not sleep at night, he's up in the morning, but if he slept the day before, he could definitely make Birchas HaTorah. The reason why this is not so pashut is because ad kama that a person has a shayla, whether his Birchas HaTorah was whether he should be saying Birchas HaTorah, l'chor the right thing to do is that night by Avas Oilam, by Ma'ariv, to have in mind for Birchas HaTorah, and thereafter be yoytze the Birchas HaTorah that he should have said, according to one opinion of Rishonim, when he got up from his nap, he'll be yoytze that by Ma'ariv, and then which would mean that to learn the whole night, Shavuos by night, when everybody is up learning the whole night, to learn with a suffix being mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah is not kedai, so one should already have been yoytze the Birchas HaTorah that he'd be mechuyev during the day with the Avas Olam at the beginning of Ma'ariv, and therefore you're left over without being covered on the tzad you're mechuyev at night. If you're yoytze already with Avas Olam, then you wouldn't be mechuyev again in the morning, so that's why you don't have the Mamonim Shel of Reb Kiveg. So this is just an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. So again, as we're saying, the machlokes Rishonim, whether one makes like a Birchas HaMitzvah, just there's no hefsik, because lo miyashu daiti, or Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShvach, like the Birchas HaShachar, one says it every morning, one says it every time there's a new, fresh start of the day, it's mechuyev once a day, whether one slept or not, would seem to be a simple machlokes, whether Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShvach, like Hanoisin Lasech Vivino, or it were it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, like a Birchas Lulav, which would seem to be the Pshat Taisvit. What doesn't really hold water, according to this approach, of saying that Birchas HaTorah is either a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas HaShvach, is the Taisvit that we have in front of us, that a person has to learn right away, after saying Birchas HaTorah, which would seem to indicate that it's a Birchas HaTorah, that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, one has to take the lulav as soon as one makes the bracha. If he makes a hefsik, he's not yoytze, same by Birchas HaTorah. But Tosfos says that even though Ava Rabba would patter Birchas HaTorah, but only Ava Rabba has the halacha you have to learn right away. If we're talking about that Torah has a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, because of Birchas HaMitzvah, how could there be two different types of brachas, and the relationship between the bracha and the mitzvah, whether it could be with a hefsik, or does it have to be without a hefsik, would be toluy in the different types of brachas. What would this mean? L'chor, the Tosis would point us in a third direction, which is something in the middle of a Birchas HaShvach and a Birchas HaMitzvah. Reb Chaim Brisker proposes a novel interpretation. He says that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah in the common sense, and it's also not a Birchas HaShvach. The Geder, the definition of Birchas HaTorah, is that one, in order to learn Torah, the only way to approach Torah is by first reconnecting with the Rabban Shalom. It's what he calls in Lomdisha terminology, he calls the Cheftza of Torah is Mechayev Abracha. What that means in straightforward talk is that when one approaches Torah, the way to learn is by preparing oneself with the vehicle that Chazal established in the Birchas HaTorah. The brachas that one makes on Liman HaTorah prepares us to connect with the Torah that we're going to learn in the right framework. Let's give a little bit body to this, a little bit background. The Gemara tells us in the Dharm, the end of the Dharm, Al Ma of the Oretz, it says that the Chachmei Yisrael were at a mystery to know why the first base of English, what was the deeper understanding of why the first base of English was destroyed. It says that there were Averis, but the deeper understanding of where Klal Yisrael lost its right to have Shechina in their midst, where they lost their right to live in Eretz Yisrael, and they were, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were sent into Golas Bavel. The tshuva came back from on high, Al Shalei Baruch Hu Batorah Tchila. And the Ran over there has a beautiful description of how he understands, what does it mean, Shalei Baruch Hu Batorah Tchila? What this means is that Torah can be learned in one of two ways. One could learn Torah. Torah is a mitzvah. One can learn Torah because it's what you have to do. A person can learn Torah because he has to know the halachas that he has to be mekayim, so he learns in order to know what to do. The Ran would seem to understand that there's a much more powerful definition of a person learning Torah. If we understand that to connect to Liman HaTorah is to connect to the Rabban Shlalem himself. When one learns, one is kilu kiviyachol dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoy ba'atzmoy, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner tells us, then when one is ready to sit down and learn, one has to reconnect to that eternity, that mitzius of eternity, that nitzchius of being mischaber himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Birchas HaTorah. The Birchas HaTorah is what the relationship with Torah demands, not as a separate chiyuv of making a bracha before a mitzvah, not as thanking the Rabban Shalom for giving us the Torah, which is definitely true. We thank the Rabban Shalom, Asher Bochar Banu. We ask the Rabban Shalom to give us success in Torah. But what we're doing is we're preparing ourselves for the proper mindset to learn Torah. And that's why the brachas of Birchas HaTorah are the most effusive of brachas. We don't have other brachas. Normally we may Asher Kedishon B'Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu Leishev Asuga Asher Kedishon B'Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. Birchas HaTorah is the only bracha where we thank the Rabban Shalom, but we gush. The Lashon Chazal instituted is a gushing of feeling about Torah Shabbat Rabbanu Mikolohamim V'Nosalonu is Torosoy. In the first bracha Birchas HaTorah, not only do we talk about our relationship with Torah, but we talk about our desire to live with Torah and to give it over to our children. V'ni anachnu v'tzatzoeinu v'tzatzoei amcha beis Yisrael kulanu yoydesh mecha, to be connected to your holy name. V'loim desar sechel d'shmo, it's not enough to learn Torah for its sake, to learn Torah in order to have a relationship with the Rabban Shalom. Ava Rabba is full of the most, the only bracha where Chazal instituted such l'shenis. Avinu Ava Rachman v'sein b'libeinu l'hovin l'haskel l'shmoi v'loim. All this is true because Birchas HaTorah is not a regular bracha. Birchas HaTorah is the hachana, is the tool that Chazal and the Torah gave us in order to reaffirm and re-prepare ourselves to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the vehicle of Liman HaTorah. It might be for those that are learning the whole day, for those that have a Kriyas Yitzchak, it doesn't make a difference if it's an hour, two, three, four, whatever it is a day, but when a person sits down to learn, what he's doing is he's connecting to the Rabban Shalom, and that's Mechayva, hachana on a basic level. What the Gemara is telling us then in the Nedarim was that some of that was lost. They lost their, or they didn't appreciate their ability to connect with the Rebbeinu Shalom. They learned Torah, but Lo Yibarchu BaTorah Tchila. They were not connecting with the Rebbeinu Shalom on a deep emotional level, and that's why they lost their right to be connected with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Ashuras HaShchina, with living in Eretz Yisrael. That's why they were sent to the Golos. There's a famous tradition, B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov, that the way to bring about the Geula, the Baal Shem Tov said, is by being marich in the Bracha of Ava Rabba, and saying it with great feeling, of, you know, Ava Rachman, the same B'li Beinu, Lahav, and Alaska, the whole V'lo Nevish Lo'ilam Void, and then we talk about Mashiach, the end of Ava Rabba, talks about Klal Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael, that's how we prepare ourselves for Shema. So, on the one hand, the Birchas HaTorah has in it some type of element of Birchas HaTorah. There's also an element of Birchas HaShvach, of thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom, like we thank him for all the other matanas we have. We thank him for our two healthy feet, for our eyes. But on a deeper level, it's not one, it's not the other, but it's a new mitzius of an affirmation and a reorganizing of our thought process in order to connect to Rebbeinu Shalom. It's the preparation for Torah itself. What Reb Chaim calls the Chefza of Torah is Mechayiv Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, we understand this Machlok Sushainim exactly as to the halachic definition. But now we understand the Tosfos. On the one hand, there is a Machlok Sushainim if a Hefzik constitutes a new need for Birchas HaTorah. Does a Hefzik in the person goes to sleep during the day, according to some Rishonim, is that like, according to the Reed, that's Mechayiv and Birchas HaTorah, because now a person has stopped his thought process being connected to Torah, so he has to redefine his relationship to Torah, because now he's starting a new study session? Or do we say that once a day a person reorganizes himself, and once a day, come what may, it doesn't make a difference if he interrupts in the middle or not, but once a day, at the beginning of the day, a person establishes and connects himself with the Torah in the vehicle of saying Birchas HaTorah. That is the Machlokes Rishonim. But Tosfos, we understand now that the Birchas HaTorah, which are straightforward Birchas HaTorah, the Brachos of Asher Baruch Abonu, and the first Bracha of Hanosin, Amalam Eteru Lama Yisrael, are the more precise and clearly worded Birchas HaTorah. Over there, the connection to Torah is that much stronger, that even if we don't learn right away, the Birchas HaTorah does what it has to do to us in order to prepare us, even if we only sit down to learn. Imagine we're a worker in a field, we dive in quickly because it's the morning and the boss is on top of us, and we get to work and we first sit down to learn after a hard day's work with a cup of tea at 5 o'clock. The Birchas HaTorah that one said in the morning is powerful enough to be able to successfully connect him in the right frame of mind, frame of reference, to the Torah that he's going to learn 8, 9, 10 hours later. But if one only says the Birchas HaTorah as part of davening, as Ava Rabba, the connection is not as powerful, even though the wording of Ava Rabba is simply overwhelming, but since it's part of davening, it's not as much of a preparation for Liman HaTorah, therefore one has to learn right away. Otherwise it's not going to do what it has to do for preparing him for learning Torah in the right way. That's the Pshat of the Tosfos. So on the one hand, there is a Machlok Sushainim as to the exact halakhic definition, but nobody argues as to the basic principle, and that's why we understand that there could be chilukim between the Birchas HaTorah of Asher Baruch Abonu and Amalam HaTorah Lama Yisrael as Ava Rabba. What's interesting is, in this context that we mention of Ava Rabba not being fully Birchas HaTorah, because it's not a separate declaration by itself, it's not a separate avodah of Birchas HaTorah, but it's part of the Seder HaTvilah, there are some Rishonim that learn the Yerushalmi, V'hu Shoshono, Al-Asar, this that one has to learn Birchas HaTorah right, one has to learn Torah right after Birchas HaTorah in order to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah, they learn that the Shono Al-Asar is going on saying Krishma. This is the opinion of the Rashi and the Ravid. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and the above mentioned Simon Mem Zayin, Amit Tzadid, that Krishma is not even of Krishma's words in the Torah. A person is definitely, the Mishnah says before, if it's after Zman Krishma, Kilu Kairu Batayru. But when a person lanes Krishma as part of the Seder HaTfilah, he's not being Oisik Batayru per se, he's davening. It's Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim, it's part of the Seder HaTfilah, part of Kabbalah's Avidoso Yisbarach, and therefore that's not the Torah that one learns to be Yoitza That's not the Torah that one learns that Birchas HaTorah is to be connected to, and therefore one is not Yotze, and he would have to learn right after Davnik, according to other Rishonim. But again, the Rajman, the Rabbin hold that Krishma also one is Yotze, even though it's clear that Krishma is part of the Seder Tefillah, they hold that it's also Torah. If it's Torah, so you can learn right away. On the other hand, the Rishonim that hold not that way, the Shulchan Aruch brings it sad, that you're not Yotze Birchas HaTorah with saying Krishma, is interesting, because the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Ches, tells us that one is Yotze minimal Kviyasit Mataira with Krishma Shoshachris, Krishma Shalavis. So obviously there's Torah, and there's Torah, and there's Torah, there's different Madregis. And the Torah that gives one a kiyum of learning with Birchas HaTorah to create the proper relationship between emotion and mind, the relationship of Birchas HaTorah, the Tefillah of Birchas HaTorah, with Torah, like we said, that's the purpose of Birchas HaTorah, has to be done with Torah. It can't be done with Torah, which is part of the Seder Tefillah, but again, that's Machlok Sushoin. What's another need, which is telling this, is, let's say a person wants to start davening, he says, Psukim D'Zimra. Psukim D'Zimra is mostly Psukim. Not mostly Psukim, it's all Psukim, except for Baruch Shammah Yishtamach. It's all the Psukim from Tehillim and elsewhere. How does one say Psukim D'Zimra if one didn't say Birchas HaTorah? Other Rishonim hold, one can't start davening without Birchas HaTorah. It's not that way, because the Bavli is talking about that he doesn't have to say Birchas HaTorah, he's Yotze without a Rabbah. It would seem clear that there's no Isser to start davening, even though Psukim, right? Even if you skip Psukim D'Zimra, but in the Birchas Krishma, there's also the Psukim of Kadosh and Baruch Kvod Hashem B'Kaymai, is those Psukim L'Chai should also be M'Chai Birchas HaTorah. So in that, Rishonim say that Chinois, Bakoshois, and things that are part of the Seder HaTefillah, since one is not saying them as a kiyum of Torah, but one is saying them as part of the Seder HaTefillah, that's not Mechayiv Birchas HaTorah. The Stipler, Kilas Yaakov, points out that the Beis Yosef, when he's talking about whether Kriya Shema is a kiyum of V'hu Shoshana Al Asad, the Din of the Yerushalmi, does not bring the Machlokes Rishonim, which is brought in Simen Memvav in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Memvav, Sivvav. The Beis Yosef is not mitzayim that Machlokes Rishonim in reference to the above mentioned Machlokes, whether Krishma itself is a kiyum of learning the Birchas HaTorah. It could be that the two are not one Machlokes. I mean, say, even if one would say that the Seder HaTfilah, the Tchinas and Bakoshes that are part of the Seder HaTfilah are not Machayim Birchas HaTorah, which would tell us that Torah, which is part of the Seder HaTefillah, Psukim, which are part of the Seder HaTefillah, are not a kiyum of learning which would facilitate learning right away. But Krishma is different. We've talked about this before, that Krishma sort of plays a dual identity in the Seder HaTefillah. It's the chelik of Torah, which is part of the Seder HaTefillah. It is part of the Seder HaTefillah, but the Rambam notes in the beginning of Hilchos Krishma that the Seder HaTefillah is Talmudai. Because the Iker Kabbalah Zol Ma'am Shemayim that we have is Kabbalah's El Torah, so even though it's part of the Seder HaTefillah, which is Avdus, but it's also an affirmation and a beginning of our day with Torah. It's Torah as Tefillah, Tefillah as Torah, however you want to word it, but the point is that that's why that's a separate Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Parshis of Krishma are a Kiyum of Liman HaTorah, and then one would not have to learn right after davening if one used the Ava Rabo, the Ava Selim at night, as we said, to be a kiyum of the Birchas HaTorah, the Rambam says. So again, in summary, we've discussed the different opinions of whether Birchas HaTorah has the similarity to Birchas HaMitzvah that one has to learn right away, as is the relationship of the Brachas on Lulav, Shofar, Megillah with the mitzvahs that they have to be done right away, or it's a Birchas HaShvach, which would not be mechayv any response. You don't have to learn after you thank Hashem for having the Torah. The same way you don't have to look at the sun the second after thanking the Rebbein Shalom that the sun rose in the morning. After thanking the Rebbein Shalom for your two healthy feet, you don't have to walk. Why? Because it's a Birchas HaShvach. Birchas HaMitzvah one has to say right away. So this is the Machlokes Rishonim, which is really whether we hold the din, whether the Bavli holds the din Yerushalmi. We discussed that there might be a middle ground for explaining the exact halacha definition of Birchas HaTorah, which would be that the relationship of a Yid with the Torah he's about to learn is established, is defined in terms of the Birchas HaTorah that he recites before starting to learn that Torah. In which case, it might not be exactly Birchas HaShvach, Birchas HaMitzvah, as Rav Chaim says. We discussed also the Machlokes Rishonim in terms of what's Mechayev everyday Birchas HaTorah. The two opinions that I brought in Shulchan Aruch is a hefsik mechayim, and just during the day it's not considered a hefsik. Hopefully, we should live up to the standards of Tosfos. But as far as the halacha is concerned, do we make a birchas haTorah when we're mafsik from connection to Torah? Or do we make a birchas haTorah once a day as a reaffirmation of our relationship with Torah? In which case, it would depend if somebody sleeps during the day. According to one opinion, he would have to make a birchas haTorah. According to the other opinion, if he was up the whole night, if there's no hefsik, he doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah. According to the opinion that it's Tzolei and hefsik, he wouldn't have to make. According to the opinion that it's a Birchas HaShvach, that it's once a day, that it has the parameters of Birchas HaShvach, then of course he would make a bracha in the morning. We discussed maybe putting together a Mamon of Shach and the problem of Ava Rabo at night, of Ava Soilam at night, if that would be the proper place to be Mechavan. Most people sleep Erev Shavuos in order to be able to stay up and be alert to learn Shavuos at night, so that might not be such an Eitz of the Eitz of Reb Kivega. We discussed the Chilukim that are mentioned in Tosfos between the Birchas HaTorah, the proper Birchas HaTorah, and Avar Rabba, and why there might be a chilek between what those brachas do for our Torah learning in terms of whether we have to learn right away to have a kiyum of the din of Birchas HaTorah. One more point I'll just bring up, an interesting point, which was pointed out again by Reb Chaim Drisker, is that a bar mitzvah boy, it's rogel b'fi ha'olam, that the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy does when he becomes a bar mitzvah, dams marav, he says Krishma. And how fitting that is, that the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy accepts on himself and does right away is, and that's why it's the right minig, is to daven ma'ariv the beginning of a bar mitzvah, not the end, not at 11 o'clock after the bar mitzvah is over. In order that the bar mitzvah boy can practice what he's celebrating and right away be mechabel on himself, ol malach shamayim. Reb Chaim Brisker pointed out that if the bar mitzvah boy said Birchas HaTorah that morning, so he's going to learn that night, he's going to say a drosha, he's going to he's going to learn something else. He should be mechaven to be yoytze Birchas HaTorah that he said in the morning as a katan. He should be mechaven to be yoytze as a bar mitzvah boy the night of the bar mitzvah by avas oilam of ma'ariv. He should be mechaven. He should learn right away, or he should be yoytze with krishma, depending on the shittas that we discussed. It would seem that this is a chumrah, but it's not brought lahalocha by the classic poskim. It would seem that they hold that one does not have to redefine, a gadol does not have to redefine his relationship with Torah, with a new Birchas HaTorah, because he already recited Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and he's mudz mukhuyiv to learn Torah. Even a katan has a din of Talmud Torah, because Tenefesh of Yisrael also learned Torah. Reb Chaim held that a bar mitzvah boy, because now he's a mitzvah voice, he's a mechuyiv b'mitzvah, he's mechuyiv to redefine, reestablish his relationship with Torah by reaffirming and re-being mechayim the din of Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, the right thing is to be mechayim by Avas Olam. It's an interesting thing, and it's nice to mention to a bar mitzvah boy at the beginning of Ma'ariv, just to put things in the perspective, he should understand the seriousness of what it means to be a bar mitzvah boy. So this is just one other aspect of this discussion.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.